basically you get the average cost for the electricity.
I only have to go back a year. In fact, really the metrics I have to care about are the last, 6 months, really. Using the most up-to-date pricing of the current situation.
You want to do it by the year because it's going to fluctuate by season because obviously hydro in the winter.
Yeah, true. The year, yeah.
Now we can and you also have to acknowledge the fact that your revenue is going to be way down in the winter.
Yeah, at this point. But you know what? If I can get... Yeah, I know.
I know you want to do like snowshoeing and stuff like that. I know you have a lot of ideas to boost revenue in the winter, but you know your revenue is down in the winter.
Yeah, for sure. But that loft area, you know when I had that party in the house? I had that little loft area, a studio open?
Nope.
No? Have you been in that space? Anyways, I have a space in the attachment to the house, and I can fit in that space comfortably, what, maybe 30, 40 people? You know? I could almost try and build seat. I don't know how I would seat everyone, but camping chairs or whatever. Build a stage.
You got hamstrung too. Like this, you're lucky in one sense. The barn's been around for a long time, so you're grandfathered in for a lot of coding and everything else. The easiest way to increase revenue is get a liquor license. But to get a liquor license, everything has to get up to modern code, which would probably cost about $180,000. So that's not going to happen.
No, unless we do a donation run, but we'd have to get popular somehow.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
But,
underground, like private parties, like this is a private, friends and friends, right? So, I think that's how I would keep it. Just, again, figure out my costs so I can start, charging accordingly. And I know I've been... I don't want to really increase the day rates because I definitely don't want to increase my day rates, but I guess the only thing I fluctuate is dependent, like numbers I would allow in. Like 100 would be a decent haul, but I think if I could, I could probably do a $200. And that would take 52 to 100.
Look, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Self-promoting bands, I'm going to talk with Ben. We're going to get all those bills and average them out, get that cost. I want to know the net cost. I have to tell
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
No matter what, if you don't know what it costs to operate the barn on a day-to-day basis, then you have no idea what you need to make.
And it's true. Hey, it's true. I mean, I definitely didn't learn economics here, that's for sure. No interest in financial institutions at all. It's like, oh my gosh.
No, to a certain extent, I know your billing includes the house and like your home phone line and everything like that. So you'll have to kind of make a fake percentage to figure out the cost of running everything. But
well, you know what? Maintaining that household is intrinsic, because that's the staff. That's the, so there's our entertainment costs. We're not salaried, but
you also got to factor out, like mowing the lawn, takes gas.
Right, yeah. Adding all that up. Okay, yeah.
So what you need to do is, as a starting point, just write down on a piece of paper everything that costs cost the barn money.
Yeah, family money.
To operate. So just do that, figure out that cost, and just, you don't need to come to like a precise number to the penny, but you need to come to a number where it's like, it costs X number of dollars to operate the barn on any given day. So you don't mow the lawn every day, but you mow the lawn every week or every 2 weeks, whatever it is. You build that in all in as like a law of averages, and you pull that down, cost X number of dollars a day, which means you need to bring in X number of dollars a day. So no matter what, when you figure out how much it costs, and that's the most important thing in any business setting, if it costs this much money to do what we're doing, we need to make at least this much money.
Right.
As an average on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's...
If you're happy breaking even, break even. If you want to make money, then, you know, you have to make money. But no matter what.
Know what that number is.
Yeah. Figure out, and you go through, and you know you've got static expenses, electricity, you've got
fuel,
gas for groundskeeping, you've got phones, you've got everything else. You figure it out, but the average costs this much to operate the barn. We need to make this much money to counteract that. And if we don't make at least that, we lose money. And if you lose money, at some point, you lose the fund.
Work, but Bose is doing okay, it seems. All the work.
But I mean, the same principles apply with Bose, right? I mean, the when you deliver a keg, the dollar amount that's on an invoice, you deliver a 50-liter keg to someone and it costs $200 and whatever dollars. The reason for that is that it costs X number of dollars to do the power at the brewery. It costs X number of dollars to get fuel at the trucks. We do all this and we wind up making a little bit of money. And then we deliver. Every year we deliver,
that's why it's making those deliveries. How's Rob getting about that? I'm curious though. I know.
I haven't heard from Rob. He's in Newfoundland.
Yeah. No, but okay. But I meant, has he been getting better at doing his complete runs, like, through the day?
Yeah, he struggles, but he'll be better than Dan.
He'll be better than Dan? Or he's better than Dan?
Well, it's not even Dan's fault. I mean, I saw a lot of potential in Dan. Man, he's fucking slow. Holy crap.
But he gets the job done, though, right?
No.
No? How slow, like, okay, how slow?
3,900-pound run. You know what I'm talking about? 3,900.
Yeah, that's a van and a bit.
With two licensees, three... retail drops. And retail drops do take time.
Mm.
You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
Rest LCBOs, 3,900. Got him on the road. He specifically left the building, like post-inspection. It was 10:14. I told him to come in late because I didn't want to go in for 7.
Okay.
So, I go in for 8:30. Once you in for 9, get you loaded. He was out of the building. That even took long. He was out of the building 10:14. Called me at 6:47, I think. Say, I'm done. I'm done my last delivery. It's like he should have been back at the brewery at 6:47. Anyway, he's done. He's on the bottling line now.
Oh, okay.
He backed into the roof at Shanghai.
Oh, okay. And then I can't. You know what though? I've been so close so many times. Oh man.
And then he turned around and drove into it again from the front, in a different spot. So he backed into it, turned around, and hit it again from the front.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. No, the second time I don't see that, man. How are you? No, man.
Oh. 5 days later, Frescoes, or one of Jamie's accounts, backed into their car, the owner's car.
Oh, goodness, man.
My dad's like, I want to have a driver's meeting. We're going to do this next week, Phil. I was like, you're calling a driver's meeting for next week? Yeah. No matter what, we are having a driver's meeting next week. I won't be there. But if you want to have a meeting, go ahead. But I'm on vacation. I'd prefer if you were here around for it. That makes sense. I mean, I'm technically, I'm their manager. I should be around for that meeting, but I'm not around. I want to have a meeting, though. I know you want to have a meeting, but I'm not around. My dad's got this amazing face. He goes, and he stomps away.
I haven't really gotten to bad. Well, actually, apparently they didn't. Oh, do you have the pipe still?
I do.
Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah.
What's
okay.
The funniest thing? Is it what cracks me up?
Bottling line.
For the longest time, and you're not hearing this from me, this is just a rumor that you heard from the brewery. When you were, like, the rookie driver, like, you know, you were Todd's protege, there was only 2 drivers. Like, I was like, oh, Taylor keeps on fucking everything up. And now it's like, well, Todd and Taylor are great, but everyone else sucks.
Okay, so at least, yeah, oh, I mean, I can do my, yeah, well, they saw my improvement curve, like, I'm at my peak now. It might not be as fast as some of the other guys, but, I mean, I'm consistent pretty much, I think. I don't know what you guys think.
I wish I could just clone you.
Yeah, what's my year? I think I'm a dog. Chinese calendar. So, I'm loyal to family, so obviously I'm here, but I'm also loyal to friends. And I figured, well, eventually, no, I would have probably stayed in Ottawa doing game testing, which, very cushy job, but I was getting pretty fat and late, I was getting fat, you know, and I wasn't here enough. So I needed to figure. I was like, I have to get here.
Well, and at the time, you wanted to be close to Shauna.
It was Shauna too, yes.
That was a major impetus. Well, it brought you back. I remember the conversation. How'd that turn out for you?
Still on good terms.
I'm sure you don't, in the litany of things you don't want to talk about, I'm sure that's a big one.
I don't think it really got me anywhere where I don't already know I'm going to be, so it's not like, it's not going to change. And I mean,
I got in major trouble with Laura when you broke up. I don't know if you want or need to hear this in any way, shape, or form, but I was talking with Laura about it, and you know, this guy broke his back building her fucking house for her, and the house is done, everything's great. And I know that's not why things ended. Anyways, I am angry on your behalf.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just feel like you were so misused. And I am so, you know, I've never had cause before to think negatively of Shauna, and I know you wouldn't want me to, because I know you always want positive thoughts, but, you know, you put so much work into that house and everything, like, you did so much to help out and to be a part of that, and then to just turn around and be like, oh yeah, you know what, you're too serious? Oh man, that's the kind of thing where I would shit in her Tahoe.
Yeah, well, as long as it's not mine, I'm too serious.
Thank you.
Oh, man, this is a good night.
All I'm saying is you're a catch, Mr. Farmer Man.
I don't know. Fisherman. No, I'm mad for that.
I love Shauna. I've known her for years. I mean, I can't.
I've got nothing against her.
No.
You know, I don't really know her.
But, to be fair, too, I have not actually heard anything out of her mouth, so I don't want to, you know, jump to conclusions, but it sounds like she's given the excuse where usually, and this isn't like any kind of deprecating comment, you know, usually men are the ones where when commitment comes up, where, oh no, I'm afraid to say I love you or something like that,
yeah,
and they run away.
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing that?
Delicious.
Yeah. Good. Alright, so what should I do with all those underfills, man? I'll drink them all. I'm cool. I'll just separate them. That's all. Maybe I'll use it in cooking. Hey, maybe that's a good idea, eh?
Mix. One's in your fridge?
Yeah, maybe I could make, like, meat marinades or something like that. Oh, it'd still work, eh? Like, say if I did a huge-ass feast here with hot dogs and or sausages and just have them soak in buckets of beer.
Why,
what do you think?
Not master.
You think so?
It's not Master Supreme. I snot all over your place. I snot.
So, when I was talking about the...
No, I heard you.
I'm marinating.
Yeah, no, yeah, you... I did notice there was a bottle from March, and it's underfilled, so thank you.
Yeah. No, like I said, I mean, I've been just not serving them to people. I know my beard.
Hmm.
I know how to read the label. So, okay, 3 weeks and older. Okay, I'll just prune them. Like I said, maybe I'll just start marinating the meat we have here.
3 weeks is ideal, right?
I like, we don't drink a whole lot of beer. The only time is, like, these events. I'll just invite you over more, Phil. That's all. Yeah, that's it, man. Well, I hate seeing waste, and I'm like, there's this mountain of underfills that I'm like, the earth is like, no, it's going to be thrown out, and you know, but I don't have an outlet yet. I think parties are a good way to do it, though. Like, you know, I don't really charge, like, I don't charge the beer at parties, you know, it's like, why, you know?
It'd be kind of weird charging, but at the same time, it'd be illegal for you to charge for it.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the nice things that you can do. One of the really cool things you can do. Take underfills. If everyone knows that they can just get free beer here.
Now, I wouldn't want to take away business, but again, I mean, we're not, you know. Yeah, I see the people going to Blueberry Hill in Windsor. We wouldn't be competing with what those guys are getting out of. You know, there's a pub. We're not a pub here. And then Blueberry Hill.
Fuck it.
Exactly. We have some out.
Someone's got to make the money.
What?
Someone's got to make the money.
Yeah. But we can have an entirely different scene here.
They're not going to have a problem filling their seats. There's enough people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's it. I would bring in from, I don't know, I could bring, draw from, got Montreal, Ottawa, the world, man. It's like, you know, and that's it. I you know, like I said, I'll figure out my costs, right, Loretta?
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out. That's just good advice. I'm going to check it out, get those numbers, and then, you know, I still can punch out one event in fall. Hell, one of our accounts, Meat Cafe, they brought Jeff Martin. It was like an 80-person, you know, concert venue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I looked at the space and I'm like, fuck, I have this barn there. I thought it was cute, but I'm like, I have a fucking cathedral. I don't know what you're calling that. Amphitheater? No. It was a concert hall. It's a hall. Actually, yeah, concert hall.
Like a frog
who's
making fun of my
lungs. Hey, so anyways, what do you guys think about me? I want to amalgamate what we did today, like band camp this weekend, but mixing it with concept week, because the Canada Day party was really kicking off, and it was a concept week opener, but having a format of, okay, July 1st to the 7th is a week of music. We say we get 5 bands. They essentially are taking their vacations here, which is a kind of a huge thing to do on Canada Day week. But some of them might not be big enough. Like I got frickin' how many bands? At least 3 bands? Thought Project, Judd, Bad Doctor. You know, 3 bands going, you know?
Judd, he's not a band, he's a dude. But
he's an artist, right? But still 3 separate musical entities. I mean, like, on Canada Day. I mean, if I can provide that and people like live music. Again, a draw, though, obviously, would be a different weekend. But
you have the time to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything.
What's the trip? The one thing.
That number.
Say to you. Is this kind of flies in the face of the everyone is welcome, but you do need to aim for a demographic.
Humanists is not going to be. You're talking about age demographic, or
not entirely, but you know, like on Canada Day, like there's. Kind of us, we're all, you know, drinking beers, whatever. If you want to make this place, like, Party Central for 20-somethings, be prepared to repair a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're all, I'm 29, like, I shouldn't be partying the way I am. Like, I party like I'm 17. and I shouldn't. But, you know, you have to, if you want to do marketing, you do have to aim for a demographic. And so you can't aim for everyone and hope that everyone gets along. Like, you know, like when Jeff, myself, and Dave Wade are hanging out with, you know, the people that are here, if we get along, we can tell stories,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But you won't normally get, like, we're cool, like, we don't, like, yourself, Loretta.
Yes.
You're really cool.
Thank you.
Like, I just like hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
But most people aren't really cool. Most people are kind of like...
Yeah, but everyone here is cool.
No, but most people are kind of annoying.
Wait, here or...
No, in general.
Like, yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, here the ratio of annoying people is pretty low. Like, even the most annoying person is still kind of, you know, bland. Like, everyone's, you know, a higher level of respect and conduct and stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah. But when was the last time that you couldn't fit any more people in locked?
Oh, you mean having it packed?
Exactly. So, the whole thing is...
Wait a minute. Demographic, what do you mean? Okay, give me an example. Like, who do you see that would fit here? 20-something. I would say I'd rather aim for 30-somethings. Like, late 20s, I think. We're all, like, still kicking around, but we're a little more mature, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would maybe do a week band camp where, okay, I push it to 18+, but... I would really focus everything on, you know, okay.
Now, based on your current business model, how does that fit in?
In terms of my...
Your existing customer base,
yeah,
does not fit into anything that you just said.
No, that's why I'm doing
the event. The people that come out are super cool, but they're not mid to late 20s.
That I'm bringing in, but I'm trying to hold different... Like, that's... What you're seeing here is the network is what my dad has established, you know?
Right.
I'm building a new network, but I have to integrate. I've got an existing network, and I just have to replenish that with new people. That's where, okay, having these events and seeing, okay, it has to be our friends that grow attendance here, not... What I hope to have is I have a network of communication.
No matter what, the one thing I don't want to do, and I have a tendency to do this, I do not want to come across as negative and in any way, shape, or form say, this can't happen. Because one thing I've learned from my brother, it really gets on my nerves, but you can make anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned that problem. If you will it to be, it will be.
The law of attraction.
It's possible. Everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand my brother, but my God, I love my brother.
Mm.
The law of attraction. Kind of does community.
Oh, watch your ashes, eh? What?
It's all ending.
All ending?
It's all ending. The world is coming to an end.
No, that's not cool.
The power is coming out.
Awesome. Rolling thunder.
Anyways, you asked me on more than one occasion how to boost attendance at the barn.
Yeah.
That's not the question that you need to ask.
Okay.
And like I said, it's not a fun question. The first and only question you need to ask is how much does it cost to run the barn?
Yeah.
And daily average. Yeah. If it's X number of dollars, you need to take in X number of dollars.
Yeah, gotcha. How are you doing there, Loretta? Are you playing with the kitty?
No, I was putting my beer back down.
Oh, okay.
So before everything else, you need to know. You need to go through the books. You need to know how much it costs to be this. And then...
Let me check.
No, from there.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Wow, I should mic that. Hey, man. You gonna camp here for the week, like you were saying?
I can do a week. No. I'm on vacation for a week. I'm speaking of suspicion, I will show up here
in a fair bit. Well, I know I'll be good. In the mornings, obviously, I'll be at the brewery. It's going to be one disaster. I have to cut it short on Sunday.
No. Oh, Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I don't have to come in on Monday, right. That's right, okay, good. Sunday, everything to go then. Perfect. Okay, I was worried about that. Because I want Sunday, by the way, had good insight on playing D&D here. There's a Wi-Fi connection. He has his laptop. You know.
I don't have a laptop.
Is it a web-based game?
It's not an online game. It's actual D&D, but you have a virtual tabletop.
But can you log in that through a website, or do you have to download software, install a game or something? What,
you have to download and install, but it's
I could lend you my laptop then, you know, your password.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I know, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, definitely, man. Zay was saying he's got sounds like all right, he can play here. You guys just stay here, and because it's a vacation, well, if you think I'm good not to come in on Monday, well, what I was planning is we'll have a day of first off, start the day off with band thought project hasn't played, right? So we're gonna have that, and then we're gonna have a nice jam until I don't know how. Maybe we should do depending on what time people wake up. I guess we'll do food first. I'm guessing, Phil, you're in for some breakfast, brunch stuff?
No, I usually eat breakfast, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you've had it before here, though.
And your chin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Poche.
Are you okay there, Laura? Is it cool? It's cool. Yeah.
Well, this is a good chat.
Yeah, it is. No. I know Loretta doesn't want it to be over, don't worry. I'm stuffing through it right now, that's fine.
Yeah.
But hey, if you guys want, we can go into the loft and sit on the couches there.
I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah.
Lungs are shy. My voice is,
Good show, my friend. Awesome, by the way. I would just hang upside down in that tube right now and just win this one.
I didn't get into the hot tub.
I didn't either.
I meant to.
Oh, what is going on? My next thing too, once I get caught, I want to do, and I don't have to pay for this, but I'm going to get hot water in the pool where there's all the piping. Sure. I have to find people to help me build it though. I have no idea. So, hey. Do you like building stuff?
I could do it. It just would be wrong.
Just lift up stuff. You'll be my lifter. Lift the pipes up on the roof. He gets it up on the barn. That's really good.
was even louder the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I thought it was the pool. Like, it was the pool running really, really haunted.
That's not a good thing, having that air current. Actually, no, it's good. It does dry out. That's good. I was just thinking getting a bit of moisture in the bag. You're heading up. Yeah, take it easy, man. It was great talking. That was amazing. Yo, no,
Shabadoo.
Shabadoo. What was it like the shashish of a storm?
Shabadoo.
I gotta, call it a night. I don't want you to see this, but it's happened. Cool.
Good night.
You have a good one.
Good night, honey.
All right, well, I'll have to go drain the vein.
Mm-hmm.
Close up the loft. Do you have your headband light?
It's just not on the washer, honey. It's on the table.
Okay, I'll go shut up the loft. Okay. You'll be able to find your way back to the house? Oh, your walkie-talkie's here, eh? I'll just leave it at the edge of this table. Loretta? Hey, sorry, I'm just kind of... I'm playing the Apodora, you guys. I still... I'm full. That's what I have to do for the bands I'm having here. You wear a lot of black.